Your slaves always request for dua. Your slaves always request for dua. Please fulfill the wish of every helpless, ya Allah. Please fulfill the wish of every helpless, ya Allah.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, welcome back to another episode on the Silsila Spiritual Cures, where we try to do some kind of research into the works of His Eminence, the founder of Dawat-e-Islami, Amir Ahl-Sunnat, Hazrat Allama Mawlana Abu Bilal Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri, Damat Barakatuhumul Aliyah. We look at his Madani pearls of advices on diverse issues that are affecting the grief-stricken ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and we then present it to you, our dear audience out there. So as always, let's remember the beautiful hadith, Niyatul Mu'mini Khayrum Min Amalihi. The intention of a believer is better than his action. So don't delay, make those good intentions today, make them right now, that Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, I'm watching, I'm listening to this silsila of Madani channel for your pleasure and happiness, for the pleasure of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What I learn, I will try to practice and share with others as well. This is so important for us. And think about it, that let's say I'm going through some difficulty, you are going through some difficulty, and you don't know what to do, what wazifa to recite, and maybe a friend or a family member contacts you and says, you know what, I heard this on Madani channel, I heard this on Spiritual Cures, that if you recite this, if you do this, inshallah ta'ala, that problem of yours will disappear. Inshallah Azza wa Jal. I mean, you would be glad, you would thank that person. So likewise, maybe you are not going through these difficulties. Maybe you know somebody, or maybe that person knows somebody, but if you share it with them and they conveyed that message to the others and it benefited them, subhanallah Azza wa Jal, then because you are sharing ilmun nafi'a, beneficial knowledge, so inshallah ta'ala, there would be thawab and reward for you as well. Even though you may not be practicing upon it, but because you shared it with others. And in today's social media hype and age, where people are just sharing and forwarding anything and everything, Allahu Akbar, without even verifying. But you know that your Dawat-e-Islami, your Madani channel is authentic, above board, and does all the necessary researches from authentic sources and present it to you, subhanallah. So don't stop, continue sharing whatever advices that you receive from Madani channel, from any of the silsilas, any of the episodes and programs of Madani channel itself. And please always try to keep a notebook or a diary, that when Spiritual Cures, when different programs are aired live or recorded on Madani channel, that you jot down the important points so that you can always refer to them at a later stage. Because let's face it, our memories are not like the memories of people of before, not so strong. And so we should write it down, because as Sayyidina Anas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says, that capture knowledge by writing it down. And as we all know, ink is the best memory. We can refer to them at a later stage and we can share it with others or benefit ourselves when the time comes for it. And today, inshallah, Azza wa Jal, we will be covering ENT. ENT meaning ears, nose and throat problems. Ears, nose and throat problems that affect a person. Let's face it, many of us, sometimes we have an eye problem, the eye is paining, or we have an earache, or maybe a throat problem, a chest problem, coughing, These are common things that many of us are facing today. So inshallah, stay tuned right to the end, because you'll be covering more or less these aspects: ENT, ears, nose and throat difficulties and problems. And before that, as always, there are countless of benefits, blessings and bounties for the fortunate Muslims who recite abundant amounts of durood pak, salawat, or salutations upon the cream of creation, the cause of creation, the crown of creation, the owner of Jannah, the knower of the unseen, the intercessor of the Ummah, our most merciful master, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The person who recites durood pak just one time, just once, subhanallah azza wa jal, Almighty Allah azza wa jal will forgive 10 of that person's minor sins. Allah azza wa jal will reward that person with 10 thawab, 10 rewards, and will raise that person's status in his court by 10 times, subhanallah. Just recitation of one durood sharif, one salat ala nabi. What are the shortest duroods? Sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. These are two. And we are encouraged by mashaykh, our sufiya, our pious elders, and Amir Ahl-Sunnah, Damul Barakatum Al-Aliyah, to make it a habit that on a daily basis to recite a minimum of 313 times durood sharifs. 313 times. Because the person who does so qualifies as reciting durood in abundance. And on Qiyamah, on the Day of Judgment, those people who recited durood pak in abundance will be closest to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Who doesn't want that? If you got the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then the rasta, then the pathway is clear, inshallah azza wa jal. Let's do it together. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You know, they say that human beings, it is human to err. It is human to make mistakes. But many a times, we become ungrateful, or we show ungratefulness. We complain, sometimes too much. And we oversee, we neglect, and we oversee the bounties that we have, the ni'mats, the bounties and blessings that Allah Azza wa Jalla has granted me. I want you to think about this, that do we really think about eyesight as a blessing from Allah? I may know it, that okay, these are bounties as a blessings. I can see, I can hear, I can talk, I can use my mind to think, my limbs, I can use my hands to hold things, I can use my feet to walk, to run. I know it's a blessing, but have we ever really, or do we ever really dive deep into this and really think about it, so that I show shukr to Allah Azza wa Jal instead of complaining all the time? I show shukr and gratefulness and gratitude to Allah Azza wa Jal, despite if I have no vehicle, no car. So I'm not going to look at the person who is one who has one car. If I have one vehicle, one car, I'm not going to look at that person who has two and three, or a whole garage of cars. But that's what many of us do. We've got a vehicle, hey, that person's got a better one than us, later model. I wish I had that. I need to get that. I would look at the person if my mind is made up that when it comes to worldly matters, I must look at those who are below, in the sense that who are underprivileged. That this, here's a person, forget about cars, here's a person that is in a wheelchair. Here's a person who is bedridden. I still can use my feet to walk. Here's a person who cannot see, who cannot hear, who is crippled. But I don't have those problems. So Ya Allah, I thank you, Ya Allah. I thank you for these enormous blessings. And I can never do justice to show thanks to you, Ya Allah Azza wa Jal. But that's how I need to make my mindset. Instead of looking at those who have compared to me, look at those who don't have. then I will really think about my situation, that I have to be grateful that I have these people due to their circumstances they don't have. How many people are out there literally sleeping on the streets? Inshallah, in a few moments I'm going to share the wada'if, the invocations, the things to be recited, things to be done as well for these problems. But this is just my intro to where I'm going. That a person's ears, since we are going to be covering ears, nose and throat, ENT. So person's ears, eyes, the organs, the limbs, internal organs, those things are working. They're always working. The heart is continuously pumping without us even having to think about it. Our inhalation, our exhalation, our breathing in, breathing out, we don't even think about it. It is something which is involuntary. That I don't stop, okay, I need to breathe in, okay, I need to breathe out. We don't even think about it. It's happening. This is the qudra, this is the power of Allah Azza wa Jal. This is the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal. That the internal organs, the pancreas, the stomach, the lungs, the heart, the kidneys, the liver, and so forth, they are all doing its job. They are fulfilling its duties. Okay, if I'm stuffing myself with the wrong things, with these fizzy drinks that have so many harmful chemicals like phosphoric acid and the likes, if I'm stuffing my stomach and my body with these junk foods like burgers and pizzas and you name it, 101 different things, then obviously that's going to affect the functioning of the different organs, and then that will give rise to different kinds of problems in our system. Stomach problems, someday that branches off into other problems. Maybe a person's blood flow is not correct in certain areas, and then the person ends up getting sick. But I have done it with my own hands because of eating those things or drinking those things that I'm supposed to stay away from. I'm supposed to consume and eat halal, of course, healthy foods, whole foods, wholesome foods, things that will help the functioning of my organs, of my body, that will give me strength. That's why I eat. Am I right? That's the reason I eat food. That some people love to eat, but we are eating to live, so that our cells of our body, they get those nutrients. Sometimes we're eating something and it tastes so delicious, but there's little or no benefit in it. There's little or no nutrients that can aid my body, that can help my brain, my heart, the different cells, the different organs to function at its optimum. Something to think about. Coming back. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now, in the world today, we have certain individuals that are referred to as ENT specialists. What do they treat? Now, ENT is ears, nose and throat. So when it comes to hearing, person's hearing, ability to hear, hearing and balance, swallowing and speech, talking, breathing and sleeping issues, when it comes to allergies and sinuses, head and neck cancer, skin disorders, even facial plastic surgery, these are some of the conditions that ENT specialists, they treat. Now, at one or some point or the other in our lives, we will have an eye ache or an ear ache. We will suffer from maybe some throat infection, chest infection, person, you know, coughs continuously with a whole lot of buildup of phlegm that blocks all the areas in the lungs. And then that can lead to breathing difficulties. So we need to keep in mind, firstly, that we are only here to please Allah Azza wa Jal. And as I mentioned in the intro, that we should and we must continuously show shukr to Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal for whatever blessings that He has given us. And what's the best ways of showing shukr? Not just saying, oh Allah Azza wa Jal, I thank you. Yes, every now and then do that. Allah Azza wa Jal is looking at us all the time, listening to us, knows what is our intentions, our motives, knows what's in the inner recesses of our hearts, our desires. the good that we desire. Allah knows it all, knows us in and out, knows us better than ourselves. So every now and then, when you're on the musalla, you finish your salah, Ya Allah, talk to Allah. Talk to Allah Azza wa Jal. I thank you, Ya Allah. You gave me a healthy body. You gave me these limbs I can use, these eyes I can see, these ears I can hear, this tongue I can speak, this mind that I can use to think. Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, you gave me a family. You gave me children. You gave me a job, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you gave me everything, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, forgive me for my sins, for my disobediences. So one of the best ways, the scholars have mentioned, to show shukr to Allah Azza wa Jal is to obey Allah. And how do we obey Allah Azza wa Jal? مَنْ يُطِعِ الرَّسُولَ فَقَدْ أَطَاعَ اللَّهِ. The glorious Quran teaches us, then how must I obey Allah Azza wa Jal? That whoever has obeyed the Rasul, so indeed he has obeyed Allah. That's the secret. And the secret is out. That we obey Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then we are actually in reality obeying Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. He has sent his Rasul and all the other messengers and prophets before. But the last one being our beloved Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He sent them for the guidance of the people, for them to teach us about Allah Azza wa Jal, about what is our purpose here. I'm not just made for nothing, just to enjoy life to the maximum because I only live once. No, there's accountability. When my eyes close, then I will realize it. Even those who reject Allah, those who don't believe in Allah Azza wa Jal, those who disobey Allah Azza wa Jal, Muslims I'm talking about even, those who disobey Allah Azza wa Jal, don't do the 5 times salah. Make all the excuses in the world not to fast in the beautiful and magical month of Ramadan. Who avoid paying the zakah or calculate the zakah incorrectly, trying to find loopholes, not fulfilling each other's rights, violating each other's rights, oppressing people. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal, there's accountability. When the eyes close, when Malak al-Maut alayhi salam will arrive, and when that soul is being extracted from the body, they will realize, we will realize that I've wasted my life. I've just wasted my life chasing the dunya. And the more I chase the dunya, the further away it gets. It's not a good example, but it's like a dog chasing its tail. Round and round and round and round. Those who chase the dunya with no preparations for the akhirah, because we are here only for the akhirah, to plant the seeds of good deeds. I'm here only to worship Allah Azza wa Jal. I'm here to prepare for the qabr and akhirah, because the first manzil, the first stage of the hereafter, is the grave. If I'm successful over there, inshallah, I will be successful on the day of judgment. That's where my focus must be. I need to start having a broad vision. Not just short, medium, long-term goals for this dunya. That's very restrictive. But for the hereafter, then how do I plan myself? How do I prepare myself? That hereafter starts in the grave. By doing as much good deeds as I can. By obeying Allah Azza wa Jal and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. By knowing my deen. By learning my deen. By practicing my deen. And by sharing my deen with others. Because Islam is perfect. The sunnah is a complete and comprehensive way of living. The perfect lifestyle. If you want to truly live your life in happiness and to the maximum, then that only lies in one place. Obedience to Allah and His Rasul, Azza wa Jalla wa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, it lies in the sunnah. Because this is the lifestyle. This is the lifestyle. Person who, in particular, Muslim, who doesn't learn the sunnah, does not apply it in their lives, sometimes you pity them. That you could be living your life to the maximum happiness and blessings in this world, but you are opting for something which is not even secondary, something which is destructive. Any other lifestyles out there lead to destruction. And you see it. Go and read about it. Go and research about it. You see the lives of these so-called rich and famous individuals. And you see drug overdose, antidepressants at night, suicide. It's a common theme because they don't have happiness. And they're searching for happiness in the absolutely wrong places. And they will never achieve it. The more you run behind dunya, the further it gets away from you until you drop down into that 6 feet grave. Something for us to think about. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So all these bounties Allah has given us, let us show shukr. Let us obey Allah Azza wa Jal. Let us obey Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Let us follow the Sahaba Ikram Alayhim Ridwan. Let us follow the Ahlul Bayt Athar. Let us follow the Awliya Allah and tread in their footsteps to achieve this success of fulfilling our purpose in this world. InshaAllah Azza wa Jal. Make the intention. Make a firm, sincere, good intention to do this, inshaAllah. Regarding one's eyes, or the eyesight, is something that we need to look after, because as a person ages, and especially our lifestyle of the kinds of processed foods that we eat and the sedentary lifestyle of no real activity, I wouldn't say exercise, but not living an active life, a physically active life, and then coupled with the processed junk foods that we consume, then obviously all of this will lead to certain limbs or organs becoming weak, and then as a person ages, the sight or the hearing and other parts of the body become weak as well. So for the eyes, one must, and we're talking especially for Muslims out there, one must refrain from looking at that which is forbidden, whether on your phones, on your tablets, on your PCs, on your laptops, on your TVs, papers, magazines, whatever it is. Even if it's billboards. Yes, those billboards which are full of filthy immorality and immodesty and inviting you towards the casinos, and towards alcohol and all of these filthy things, to look away, lower the gaze. Don't look at these things, because these things will make our eyesight weak. Looking at something green will help to strengthen one's eyesight and improve one's eyesight as well. In particular in the morning, as soon as you get up, try to look at something green. If your room is not painted green, leave a picture of Gumbad-e-Khazra somewhere. The blessed green, emerald green grand dome of Medina Sharif. Keep a picture of that. As soon as you get up, look at it. This will help to strengthen and improve one's eyesight as well. If a person's eyes turn red, or if they start to pain, if a person has an eye ache, then recite this wazifa 10 times and do dumb on the eyes. Now, for one to do it on themselves would be difficult. So get somebody who can recite properly and request them to do this wazifa and then blow towards your eyes. Dumb means to blow, right? So recite 10 times, Ya Muqeetu, Ya Muqeetu, Ya Muqeetu. Ya Alif, Meem, Qaf, Ya Ta, Ya Muqeetu. 10 times, and any wazifa that you are reciting, ensure that you recite at least one time Durood-e Paak before and after. Unless otherwise stated, some wada'if will say that 3 times Durood-e Paak before and after, some will say 11 times before and after. If there's no statement that certain amount of times Durood-e Paak must be recited before and after, then at least once Durood Sharif before and after the wazifa. So 10 times Ya Muqeetu, and do dumb on the eyes. Inshallah, this will help to remove the redness and the pain of the eyes. You can also find this very simple and easy wazifa in Madani Panj Surah, page 252. I don't know how many times I've said this, but every single Muslim house out there, Muslim home out there, needs to have a copy of Madani Panj Surah. Not just this, but there are certain books that, believe me, will be in your own benefit if your household has a copy. Fizan-e Sunnat, which is the magnum opus, the masterpiece of Amir Ahl-Sunnat Damul Barakatuhum Al-Aliyah. We're talking about Madani Panj Surah, which I just mentioned now. We're talking about Quranic wonders, beautiful Quranic stories, laws of Salah, Salah for Islamic sisters, and like this. And now, Subhanallah Azza wa Jal, what a great benefit that Dawud Sami has done with the release of Kanzul Iman in the English language, translation of the glorious Quran of Al Hazrat Rahmatullah Ta'ala Ali's translation into Urdu. This has been translated into English by His Eminence, our Ustazul Ulama Mufti Abdul Nabi Hamidi Sahib, who is based here in Johannesburg, South Africa. Subhanallah, Allah Azawajal grant him a long life with good health. Grant all ulama ikram, mashayikh ikram of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Grant our beloved Amir Ahl Sunnat, Nigrani Shura, Arakina Shura, long lives with good health to continue inspiring you and I and the people of the world. Inshallah, Azawajal. So Kanzul Iman is available now. You can contact Maktabatul Madina. This is the department, the bookshop department of Dawud Islami. It's also the publications department of Dawud Islami. And like this, you can download over 200 different books and booklets on diverse topics from DawudIslami.net. These are all free ebooks, and they are translated into over 30 different languages. That's my Dawud-e-Islami. That's your Dawud-e-Islami. That's our Dawud-e-Islami. Subhanallah. It's doing great work with your assistance, with your help, with your support, with your financial support, your donations, your sadaqat, your zakat, your lillah, and with your time as well. Because more than just giving the donation or doing that EFT, but your time. Get involved. I mean, don't waste time. The time is now. While you still have strength in your body. You know, you'll see people, you'll meet people that, how I wish I joined Dawud Islami 10 years ago, 20 years ago, 30 years ago. Today I'm 30, I'm 40, I'm 50. But it's not too late. Whatever your age, Islamic brothers, Islamic sisters, males, females, there's different departments for Islamic sisters as well, subhanAllah. Get involved, even youngsters, children, teenagers, get involved now, while we can, while we still can. We've got energy in our bodies. Some of us, maybe our youth out there, our youngsters out there, our middle age out there. Get involved and see for yourself how your life transforms. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You'll find this, I would say, a wazifa in Laws of Salah, page 8. This is one of the books I had mentioned, that every home must have one. Try to obtain the hard copy, the physical copy, because, I mean, you would agree that reading from a book itself in front of you, a hard copy, is different from reading it on the tablet or the phone, the soft copy. You want to download it as well? Download it as well. It's fine. No problem. But try to obtain the hard copies and keep it in the home. So on your bookshelf, you'll be passing it every now and then. And you know, one day you'll say, okay, let me just take it and let me read. And that will encourage you to practice on what Amir Ahl-Sunnat Damat Barakatuhum Al-Aliyah advises, and to do a home dars. A home dars is basically, dars is a lesson. So you sit with the family members, tell them, right, these 5 minutes, every day at this time, we are all sitting together and we are doing a dars. And read out from there. Everything is prepared, made convenient, made easy for us. We just have to copy and paste. copy and paste. The book is in front, whether hard copy or soft copy. You give each one a turn. Monday, right, okay, it's your turn, the father's turn. Tuesday, the mother's turn. Wednesday, maybe the daughter's turn. Thursday, the son's turn. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, the grandmother, the grandfather, the aunt, whoever it is. Give each one a turn. You know what you're doing? What are you actually doing? You're bringing the family together. That's a very good quality time with the family. And you're discussing something about deen. And you're creating an Islamic ethos. Islamic environment. How beautiful is that? No phones on the table. All phones away. Not even upside down. Keep phones away for these 5 minutes. And as a family, learn something. Inshallah azawajal. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Laws of Salah, page 8. You will find this beautiful wazifa that after you perform wudu, we must concentrate when we are making wudu, ghusl, whether we are performing salah, we must concentrate that each and every act of that wudu, of that ghusl, of that salah is in order, is done correctly. Am I reciting the Quran properly, out of salah, in salah? That's one of the fard acts of salah. So I have to, I don't have a choice. Am I reciting it properly? If not, I need to learn. Dawud Islam is there for you. Madrasatul Madina, for grown-ups, for teens, after school madrasa, Madrasatul Madina online, even Jamiatul Madina, Islamic University. You want to study, enroll in Jamiatul Madina Lil Baneen for the males, separately Lil Banan for the females. And subhanAllah, whether you are a doctor, whether you are a lawyer, a professional person, businessman, we know so many of them that are studying after hours. During the day, they go into the hospital, they surgery, they practice, and at night, they take out some time and they have enrolled in Jamiatul Madina online to become ulama, to become scholars. So Dawud Islam is there for you. So get involved, inshallah. So Laws of Salah, page 8. After you perform wudu, recite Surah Al-Qadr. Inna anzalnahu fi laylatil qadr. This entire surah, recited once, while it's looking towards the sky. I don't have to go, if I'm in the masjid or something, or in the house, I don't have to go and look, okay, where's the sky? No, so long as your gaze is towards the sky. Look towards the sky and recite Surah Al-Qadr one time, inshallah azza wa jal, that person's eyesight will not become weak. Subhanallah. How simple is this? But look at the effect. Look at the result of it. That person's eyesight will not become weak. And whenever you hear the most blessed name of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Muhammad, do that. Your thumbs, kiss it, but not with any sound. Allah Hazrat, our master, our leader, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan, rahmatullah ta'ala ali, had mentioned that this is makruh, this is disliked, to kiss and to make that sound of that smushing, that the sound of the kiss itself. But just place it on the lips, and then rub it over the eyes. This as well will help a person to avoid having eye pains, eye problems, eye aches. But we are doing it out of love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Whether you hear the blessed name of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the adhan or out of the adhan, and we are following in the footsteps of our master, the first khalifa of Islam, the first successor of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his eminence Amirul Mu'mineen, the commander of the believers, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, who would do the same, subhanallah. Alright, there are further treatments, spiritual treatments, for that person who has eye problems, eye pains, eye diseases. If one's eyesight has become weak, then recite the following 41 times. How many times? 41 times, then blow onto some water and take some of this water and rub it onto the eyes. The duration for this is until recovery. So, if the eyesight have become weak, Then recite 41 times Ya Shakuru, Ya Shakuru, Ya Shakuru. 41 times, Durudi Pak, once before and after. Blow onto some water, do dum into some water, and take that water and rub it into the eyes. Inshallah Azawajal, some relief will be gained. Another wazifa is that if a person's eyesight has become weak, or a person has lost their eyesight, has lost their vision, then recite the following 41 times with Durudi Pak, once before and after, and then blow onto the hands. But have some, a little water, put some water into the hands, and after you recite the following 41 times, blow onto that water, and then rub the face and the eyes with this water. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, there will be some benefit in this. And the treatment is for 7 consecutive days, one after the other. For 7 days one should do this. Now what is to be recited 41 times? Very simple. Ya Rahmanu, Ya Rahimu, Ya Allahu, Ya Salamu. Ya Rahmanu, Ya Rahimu, Ya Allahu, Ya Salamu. Once more. Ya Rahmanu, Ya Rahimu, Ya Allahu, Ya Salamu. So this must be recited how many times? 41 times. Durud-i Pak, once before and after. Have some water in your hands. Then after you recite, to dump on that water, and then rub it onto the eyes and face. Okay, but there's a precaution to be taken here. That before we do this, we should place some, maybe a cloth or something below us. Spread it out, a clean piece of cloth, so that any water which drops off or drips down will be absorbed by this cloth, and we do not desecrate or dishonor that dumb water. Because we are reciting the beautiful sifat, the beautiful attributes and qualities of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, by saying Ya Rahmanu, Ya Rahimu, Ya Allahu, Ya Salamu, Subhanallah. And then we are being dumb on that water, and then we are wiping it over our eyes and face, and some water is going to inevitably drip down. So at least it will drip onto that clean piece of cloth, and it won't be desecrated by falling onto the floor. Our master, Amir al-Sunnat, Damul Barakatum al-Aliyah, has relayed another beautiful wazifa for us, that for the person that has eye problems, after every salah, one should recite 3 times, and then blow onto a finger of yours, and then rub it on the eyes, touch the eyes with that. Okay? And this practice one should do, especially one who has eye problems, even if a person doesn't have eye problems, for strengthening of the eyes, for removal of weakness, or any other eye problems or diseases. One can practice this wazifa for the rest of his life or her life. That after every salah, recite 3 times, blow to your finger and touch the eyes with that finger. Inshallah Azawajal, the person's eyesight will be improved, weakness will be removed, and that person will also remain safe from white and black cataract. These are eye diseases. And so what is to be recited 3 times after every salah? Very easy. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. That's it. Durud-i Pak, once before and after. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. 3 times. Blow to your finger. And then touch your eyes or wipe it onto the eyes after every salah. You can do this for the rest of your life, inshallah Azza wa Jal. You can also visit a stall of Ruhani Ilaj. Ruhani Ilaj is the department, another department of Dawud Islami, where free ilajes, free treatments, free ta'weezat, free wada'if are dispensed, are given to patients suffering from different types of problems. Some have heart problems, some have cancer, some have TB, COVID-19, you name it, different types of issues and problems. Some have marital problems, domestic disputes. Some are affected by jinn, jadu, bandish, nazri, bad, obstacles in their life, whatever the problem be. Visit a Ruhani Ilaj stall near you. And if you cannot find one, then for your convenience, go on to dawoodislami.net, www.dawoodislami.net. You'll find a tab called Ruhani Ilaj. Click on that. You'll find an online form which you have to fill out with your details, with your email address, with the problem that you are facing. And inshallah, the Zamadaran, the representatives of that department will arrange for the treatment to reach you, wherever you be in the world, inshallah. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. On to ear aches. Now, you'll find that many a times our children, babies, suffer from ear problems. Here's a very beautiful, very simple wazifa for the removal of ear pains, ear aches, ear problems as well. The following has to be recited 21 times. 21 times, Durood Sharif, 3 times before and after. As I mentioned earlier, some wada'if, they specify how many times salawat, Durood-e Pak needs to be recited before and after. If there's no specification, then recite at least one time for barakah, for blessings. And in fact, it reminds me of a narration of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the second Khalifa of Islam, the second successor of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He says that a person's dua remains suspended between the heavens and the earth, and nothing of it goes past, goes beyond, until you recite Durood-e Pak upon your Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahu Akbar. So any dua we are making, ensure to recite at least one Durood Sharif. Let's make it a must for us. Inshallah, we'll see the benefit of this. So, coming back, ear problems, ear aches, ear pains. 21 times, Durood-e Pak, 3 times before and 3 times after, and then blow into both of the ears of the patient. Blow into both of the ears. Obviously, the patient themselves cannot do this, so somebody else has to do it. So you would recite this, and then you'll blow into both of the ears of the patient. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, that pain will subside. And one should continue this until recovery. So what is to be recited? Again, very simple, very easy. Ya Sami'u, Ya Sami'u, Ya Sami'u. There is an Ayn at the end. The makhraj, meaning the origin of where the sound comes from, of the letter Ayn, is the center of the throat. The center, like Ha, Ha, Ayn. I need to pronounce these things properly in order to get the full benefit of these wada'if. So please, if you need help with your recitation, with your Arabic, with your Quran, Dawood Islam is there for you. Take advantage of these activities, of these facilities, these platforms of Madrasatul Madina. And don't feel like, you know, I went to madrasa so long ago, and why should I go back? It's in your own benefit. Seek knowledge from the cradle to the grave. Don't let shaitan and his waswasa and his evil whispers try to persuade you not to do these things. So for your own benefit, get involved. Enroll in Madrasatul Madina, even if it's online. Not a problem at all. That facility is available for you. So Ya Sami'u must be recited 21 times with Durood Sharif 3 times before and after, and then into both of the ears, the holes of the ear holes of the patient, blow into the holes. Inshallah Azawajal, that pain will subside by the will, by the mercy of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Okay, moving on to problems with the nose. If the bone of the nose, or actually any part of the body, any bone in the body has moved, then recite the following 100 times. With Durood Sharif before and after, then do dam, blow into some water, and that person must drink this before going to bed. The duration of this is 92 days. 92 days, that's the duration of when or how many the period for the practicing of this wazifa. So if the bone of the nose or any part of the body has moved, then recite 100 times with the Durood Sharif before and after once, and then do dum into some water, blow into some water, and that person, the patient, must drink this water before going to sleep, before going to bed. What is to be recited? Again, very simple. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Innal insana lafi khusr. This wazifa you can find in Garelu Ilaj, page 85. Also, this is the second verse, the second ayah of Suratul Asr. You know, that's one of the short surahs. Wal Asr, innal insana lafi khusr. This is the second verse. So, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, innal insana lafi khusr. This must be recited 100 times with the Durood Sharif before and after. Blow into some water. Give the patient to drink before they go to bed. Inshallah azawajal, they will gain some relief. Inshallah. Okay, moving on to nosebleeds. There are certain individuals that every now and then you would find that blood coming down from their nose because of some of the maybe blood vessels in there that have ruptured, that have burst. And for some people it's very bad and they lose quite a bit of blood. And you see the blood just dripping down. So for this, that person or maybe somebody else preferably should write with the index finger, not with the pen, because we are writing on the from the forehead, from the top. And we are going to end at the nose. So with the index finger, the shahada finger, start reciting from writing from the top here. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, and end here. So from the top to here, write with the index finger. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Allah Azza wa Jal willing, the pain or the bleeding will stop. Inshallah Azza wa Jal. You can find that wazifa again in Madani Panj Surah, page 7. Madani Panj Surah, I tell you, is one of the very beautiful books. I mean, you just open it and you'll see holy months. So different Islamic months and what is celebrated, what wazaif should be recited, what things are to be done, like Rabiul Nur Sharif, Eid Milad al-Nabi, Rabi'ul Akhir, Rabi'ul Ghawth, we have Garwi Sharif of Ghawthi Park, Ramadan, Subhanallah Azza wa Jal, Muharram, and beautiful. You have so many different du'as, that one chapter full of different du'as, daily du'as. You have one area of, one chapter for Durood Park, Durood Sharifs, one for Nawafil Salahs, another chapter for Nafil Fas. Amazing, all compiled into one book. Madani Panj Surah, also called Madani Treasure of Blessings. This is one of the very, very famous books of Amir Ahl-Sunnah Damul Barakatum Al-Aliyah. Obtain yours today from Maktabatul Madina or download the free ebook from dawatislami.net. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In the current time where we hear so much about viruses and different types of sicknesses, illnesses, diseases. And there's always something coming up. So, is there no wazifa? Is there nothing to be recited that I can do this every day to gain protection of my body parts, of my sight, of my hearing, to be protected against body pains, to be protected against different viruses out there? And there is, subhanAllah. There's a very simple one. For those of you who are following Madani channel, you would have seen this many a times. Amir Ahl-Sunnah Damul Barakatum Al-Aliyah had mentioned it. Mufti Dawud Islami, Mufti Qasim Al-Tari Sahib had mentioned it as well. You'll find it on social media platforms. If you visit the Ruhani Ilaj stall, the Muballighin, the Madaran, the representatives there, they will give you these wazifas as well. So there's a very simple one, very easy. It's simple to memorize. And It's something that, you know, I need to include it in my daily wazifas. If I'm looking for daily wazifas, then this is one of those. It's to be recited 3 times in the morning and 3 times in the evening. Very short and simple. 3 times in the morning, 3 times in the evening. All right? Try to make a note of this, inshallah, azawajal. Allahumma aafini fi badani. Allahumma aafini fi sam'i. Allahumma aafini fi basari. La ilaha illa anta. I'm sure the last line, the last verse, we all know that. La ilaha illa anta. Okay? The first three, the beginning of them are exactly the same. Allahumma aafini fi. Allahumma aafini fi. And just the last words are changed. Fi badani, fi sam'i, fi basari. So again, 3 times, remember? In the morning, 3 times in the evening. Allahumma aafini fi badani. Allahumma aafini fi sam'i. Allahumma aafini fi basari. La ilaha illa anta. This is excellent for protection against eye problems, eye pains, ear problems, ear pains, and body pains, as well as different types of pains and different types of viruses, to be protected against different types of viruses, whether it's you have COVID-19 and you have different other ones in the future, who knows? Allah knows, His Rasul knows what new types of variants and viruses that we are going to be witnessing and experiencing and reading about and having, actually. So this is a beautiful wazifa for these things. Protection against eye problems, eye pains, ear pains, general body pains, and any kind of virus. Try to practice upon this, inshallah, azawajal. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala, ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alright, some people have a problem, chest problems. Some people continuously cough. Maybe they have TB, tuberculosis, or some other chest infection, lung infection, maybe throat infection. One should try to visit a Ruhani Ilaj stall. There's a specific ta'weez that is made by Ruhani Ilaj, this department of Dawat Islami, and you can ask for it from the Zamadar, from the representative of this department, or as I mentioned previously, online. The facility is also available there, where one would take the ta'weez and actually swallow it. Bismillah, Durud-i Pak, Ya Shafi, Ya Kafi. Swallow it and drink some water as well. Bismillah, and drink some water. Okay, so try to visit the stall. It's very effective. Try to get one, inshallah. If you have chest problems, throat problems, persistent coughing. Some people have this persistent cough that it's as if the cough is forcing itself to come out. You're trying to subdue it. You're trying to not cough, and then it's forcing itself to come out because of some chest infection. So there is something that can be done as well. We could say a home remedy that's mentioned by our elders and our seniors as well. For this, one needs to take 40 small raisins. Raisins, 40 small raisins. Or one can take up to 80 small raisins, if there are no side effects for that person. And with that, take 3 almonds, 3 badam. Now, if you have your, let's say, 40 small raisins in front, your 3 badam, your 3 almonds in front, and one will recite Durud-i Pak, Salat ala Nabi, 11 times. And do dam on those raisins and the almonds, the badam. And eat them on a daily basis. But once you eat it, then for 2 hours thereafter, do not drink any water. So if you want to drink water before, you can drink before, that's not a problem. What you're doing is 40 small raisins, 3 badam, 3 almonds, 11 times through the park, do them onto this, onto these things and eat them daily. But for 2 hours thereafter, no drinking water. Inshallah, this will greatly relieve the cough that one is experiencing. Also, it will exit existing phlegm and will dry up the rest of it which is in the lungs. It will cease the production of phlegm and create some kind of relief for the person. The amount of small raisins must be, it can be increased if necessary, but if we are talking about kids, then we should give raisins in a smaller number and a lesser quantity, inshallah azza wa jal. And one should continue to take this until the cough is removed, inshallah azza wa jal. Okay, there's a wazifa as well, that here's a person who's just coughing and coughing. What can I read? What can I do? What can I recite? So recite the following 66 times every day. It's very simple, very easy, very short as well. When I share it with you, you'll realize 66 times every day, Durood Sharif, of course, before and after, and do dam on the patient who has this coughing problem. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, they will attain some relief. What is to be recited? 66 times daily. La ilaha illallah. That's it. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. 66 times daily, Durood Sharif once before and after, and to dam on the person. Of course, if the person stops coughing, then there's no need for this wadifa. But so long as they are coughing, do practice upon the treatment that was mentioned before with the raisins and the almonds, and do this wazifa as well. Now for chest problems, recite the following 75 times and blow onto the chest of the person. You can also practice upon this wazifa for those children who have holes in the heart. Some children have this problem when they are born especially. Allah will protect our children and make them practicing pious Muslims. So those children that have holes in the heart, that person who is suffering from nervousness, anxiety, worry, that person who has heart problems, or that person who has chest diseases, chest infections, chest problems, recite the following 75 times and do dam, blow towards their chest. By the grace of Allah Azza wa Jal, inshallah Azza wa Jal, this will be effective for those patients. What is to be recited? Again, La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. 75 times through the park, once before and after, and blow towards the chest of that person who has chest problems, chest infections, heart diseases, who is suffering from worry, from nervousness, anxiety, or those children who have holes in their heart. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, we have come to the end of this program, this episode. We are ending, but Dawat Islami's Madani channel doesn't end. 24/7, 24 hours a day, Dawat Islami's Madani channel, your Madani channel, it's just continuing with ilmun nafi'a, with beneficial knowledge. And I will request, I will advise you in particular, on Saturday night, Madani Muzakara is aired live only on your Madani channel, where His Eminence Amir Ahl Sunnat Dawud Barakatum Al Aliyah is live in a Q&A session with questions being asked from around the world on diverse topics. And I'm telling you, there's so much one learns in Madani Muzakara. So stay tuned to Madani channel, keep watching Madani channel, convey this message to others, get involved in the Madani activities, the Dinikam of Dawud Islami, and I'm telling you, you'll see the productivity in your life. You'll see positive changes in your life. Until next time, keep watching Madani Channel. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم.
You slaves always request for dua. You slaves always request for dua. Please fulfill the wish of every helpless, ya Allah. Please fulfill the wish of every helpless, ya Allah.